Last week, the Crossing Choir of Philadelphia won its fourth Grammy Award. This evening, it is giving the world premiere of a new choral work based on the science of the origin of the universe. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on setting to music the cosmic microwave background.
The cosmic microwave background is residual low-level radiation that originated with the Big Bang. It permeates everything in the universe. If you made it audible, it might sound like this. This is electronic music designed by composer Sebastian Currier to accompany his choral piece called Mysterium.
It's a blueprint of the universe because there are very minute differences in temperature wherever you look, and those differences in temperature are what eventually formed galaxies and solar systems. We can't see it, we can't hear it, but I thought somehow making us imagine the presence of it.
Currier wrote Mysterium in collaboration with physicist Robert DeGraff, former director of the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, and DeGraff's wife, novelist Pia de Jong. DeGraff and de Jong have since moved back to the Netherlands, where he is now the president of the International Science Council. He said the cosmic microwave background is awe-inspiring.
What I find amazing is not so much that it's out there, that it has a scientific explanation. What I found truly amazing is that we were able to receive that message. It's us humans on planet Earth in the last, say, 50 years who have discovered that message, have decoded it. We know exactly what it's saying.
His wife, de Jong, sees it differently. To her, the vastness of the universe contains an unnerving chaos.
The Institute for Advanced Study, the place where Einstein worked, and all these big scientists, very much in awe with all those stories about the universe and the beauty of it, the elegance. And for me, looking from a personal perspective, there's also anxiety and the randomness of it all.
Mysterium toggles between DeGraff's writings about the sublime science of the cosmos and de Jong grappling with the emotions of living on Earth. DeGraff says science and art must necessarily work hand in hand.
We are, in some sense, the ear of the universe, but it would be a pity if only a small group of scientists can enjoy this. And I think music has an ability to cross cultures in an incredible, powerful way.
Mysterium will be performed on Friday evening at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.